Days of Elijah probably won't be as a familiar song to you as some of the ones we've been singing. We have sang it a few times, so if you know it, you can sing along with us. It's the story of four of the greatest men in the Bible: Elijah, Ezekiel, Moses, and David. And Moses was Israel's greatest spiritual leader. And you probably remember the story of Moses as a baby put in a basket among the reeds and rescued by Pharaoh's daughter, and was then raised as an Egyptian prince. In Exodus 31:18, we read, "When the Lord finished speaking to Moses on Mount Sinai, he gave him two tablets of the testimony, the tablets of stone inscribed by the finger of God." So that's what we remember Moses and the Ten Commandments. Ultimately, he led the Hebrew people out of Egyptian bondage into the wilderness of Sinai, into the gates of the Promised Land. And then David ruled around 950 BC during Israel's what they call the Golden Age, and was their greatest statesman and leader. He defeated the Philistines. He was a poet, a soldier, and a statesman. And of all the kings, he was the most beloved by the people. He transformed Israel from a weak and divided kingdom into a formidable empire. He went from a shepherd boy to a king. The young David is remembered, of course, for his defeat of the giant Goliath with a sling and a stone, and later in life as a king who was loyal to the Lord and his prophets. When the song talks about David's temple of praise, it's referring to the temple inside each of us where the Holy Spirit dwells. In the chorus, that's based on 1 Thessalonians 4:16 to 18, "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air." The chorus also speaks about the year of the Jubilee. This was a Jewish festival that was held once every 50 years. And during that year, all the Jewish slaves were freed and all their debts were forgiven. So this is kind of a symbol of what Christ's death means for each of us. We are no longer slaves to sin, but are set free. God is with the people of the Old Testament. He's with us today, and he'll be coming again. So join us in the verses, and then we'll sing the last part that's not bolded.
Declaring the word. It's the year of Jubilee.